Hello, race fans. This is Eddie the Hat here, and this is our launch segment with This Week at Santa Anita. And for those of you who have been listening to our regular podcasts, Backstretch Talk, our Trips and Trouble Notes, you know that for a little bit now we've been teasing about having a Friday podcast highlighting the upcoming week at Santa Anita. And here we go. This is our maiden debut with This Week at Santa Anita. And thanks for tuning in and listening. And a quick reminder before we jump in, just to remind everybody, the racing, does resume today at Santa Anita. There's an 8-race card. First post is at 12:30. And if you are a Pick 6 aficionado, you're going to want to keep in mind two things. First of all, today, the single ticket jackpot carryover is now at $391,923.94. All right? That's the first half of that. The second half is there will be a mandatory payout in that on Saturday, Cal Cup Day, out at Santa Anita. So, gosh, if it carries today, and I am almost certain it will with the field sizes and looking at Friday's card, it's going to be a real hootenanny out at Santa Anita on Saturday. Now, jumping ahead to Saturday's card, first post, 12 noon, 10 races. We're going to get to the feature races in just a bit, and hope that everybody takes advantage of the exciting racing card action this week. Don't forget the special holiday racing out at Santa Anita on Monday. And that is to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. So first post will be 12:30, 9 race card. All right, not a lot to talk about today on Friday as racing resumes again. Except for the carryover, obviously, of over $391,000, I would suggest, and I don't say this often because, you know, our picks are what they are. They win, and to be quite honest, we've had a pretty good race, you know, so far at Santa Anita. We've had some nice horses that have won for us, good prices, and we've cashed a lot of tickets. So I don't have to hype us too much. However, this Saturday, if I am right, now that's a big if, obviously, because as I like to tell people, hey, I don't win all the time, all right? The handicappers that are involved at horseracing-selections.com don't win all the time. But we have not only, like I said, been off to a good start with the relatively new meeting at Santa Anita. Saturday's card looks really solid. Sunday's card, which we're working on right now, looks pretty good. Now, to be honest with you, Mondays we've taken a peek at. We haven't really dove into it that much yet. But Mondays, from what we have glanced at, looks good too. But I got to tell you, we are really, really hyped with Saturday's card, okay? We've got a couple of real strong horses going on Sunday. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is get on board with us and try us out. We have a weekend package that you can get the holiday racing weekend as well. Go to horseracing-selections.com, sign up, and get going, and let's cash some tickets this weekend. Because like I said, if we're right about Saturday, we got some pretty nice double-digit horses going that we're excited about. So, and of course, that's the name of the game, you know. It kind of adds a little bit of a spring to your step on a Friday when you're saying, boy, tomorrow we could really have a bang-out knockout day. And that's what we're anticipating. All right, so let's not talk too much about Friday, okay? Like I said, 8 race card, first post, 12:30, And let's talk about Saturday, okay? The 15th, Saturday, 12 noon, okay? 12 noon. And the Cal Cup races are going to start in the third race. This is a mile and a 16th on the dirt, and this is the Cal Cup Derby, $200,000 purse. Now, when you look at these horses, cowbreds, let's face it, we got a decent breeding program here. There's no doubt about it. But when you look at some of these races, you know, you look at these horses that are maybe there's a lot of maidens that are running. There's some horses that maybe are former claimers. But keep in mind, a lot of these horses, you got to look really close, because a lot of these horses have been competing in open races, okay? Now they're running Saturday in cowbred restricted races. So keep that in mind, and when you're doing your handicapping. The heavy favorite in the Cow Cup Derby, obviously, is Straight Up G. This horse has won two of three career races, and the Son of Straight Fire, his last two races have been real solid. A nice win in the King Glorious, a maiden win, and Ricky Gonzalez stays on board for Richard Baltos. He's going to be the heavy favorite in here. Phineas, fast draw Munnings, Highland Ghost, obviously are horses that obviously are going to be competing as well. So, but that is the Derby. Then we turn to the sixth race. This is a mile and an eighth on the turf. This is the Unusual Heat Turf Classic. All right. And here we've got a decent size field here. And the morning line favorite is obviously the horse drawn outside, Indian Peak, for Ruben Alvarado and Johnny Velasquez. Boy, Johnny Velasquez is having a solid meet, as in Flavian. Flavian and Johnny both are going to have good, solid meets, barring any setbacks with them. And they're riding both on the top of their game. But you've got a couple of horses in here. Allegato stretching out for the first time after four career starts for Mark Glatt. Margot's Boy drawn into his inside. He hasn't won in Ian's, 0-9 this year. But his three career wins, folks, have all been at Santa Anita. So obviously he's going to take some money as well. In that race. And then the next feature on Saturday is the eighth race. This is 6.5 down the hill. The Sunshine Millions Filly and Mare Turf Sprint. And you've got some hard-knocking veterans in here, guys. This is going to be an interesting race. And, of course, the morning line favorite, deservedly so, is Warren's Showtime under J.J. Hernandez. But you've got some interesting horses here. This is one of the races that could produce a price. And that's usually the history that we've found in these, on days like this, where you get some decent prices. And that's why we're going price shopping ourselves. And we hope you join us get on board with us. The ninth race, 6 furlongs on the dirt. This is the Don Valparaiso Cow Cup Sprint, $150,000 race, and Brickyard Ride is the 9-5 morning line favorite, deservedly so. This is a real speedy son of Clubhouse Ride, and he'll take some beating. Drawn outside, Colt Fiction is another hard knocker, but Brickyard Ride is going to be the favorite in here, no doubt. And finally, wrapping up things on Saturday, we have the Leanne Howard Cow Cup Oaks. This is a mile on the turf. This is a real hootenanny, folks. This is this is the race that we have one of our knockout horses. And, geez, I wish I could, I can't. People are signing up and purchasing our packages. There's no way in hell I can give this horse out for free, because if this horse wins, this will make the month, if not maybe 2 months of gambling out at the track. So, and this, of course, is in the Leanne Howard Cow Cup Oaks. You want to get in on all the fun? All you got to do is go to horseracing-selections.com, and we'll be able to help you out there. And, well, we hope that we see you out at Santa Anita this weekend. And finally, we're not going to talk about Mondays, guys, because I don't think it's really fair to talk about a card. We'll go over the feature race, but we haven't really done a lot on Monday yet. We don't like to work too far in advance because of, you know, late scratches and weather. We don't really have to worry too much about the weather, but occasionally, you know, we get some surprise activity in the weather, and we have to kind of, you know, work ahead a little bit. Or rather not get too far ahead. But Sunday's card, we have a couple of horses that that we like, that we've been following. These are horses that, if you're familiar with our other segment, Backstretch Talk, that are coming off of our Horses to Watch list, that caught our eye in their last race. They are in on Sunday. So Sunday's going to be a good day, hopefully, as well for us. And again, let's not forget about Saturday. Yeah, let's not forget about Saturday, because we got two horses, again, that are going to be double-digit for sure. And, well, let's just hope we're right, because, yeah, there'll be some good prices if they come through for us. No formal feature race on Sunday, but... let's turn the clock to Monday. First post on Monday will also be 12:30. Again, Saturday, if you're planning on going out, keep in mind, 10 races, noon post. But as far as today goes, Friday, 12:30. Saturday, 12. Sunday, 12:30. And Monday, 12:30, 9 race card. All right. The Astra, a grade 3. This is a mile and a half on the turf. Now, we don't see enough of these, in my opinion, in Southern California. The turf marathon races. This is something that that we miss out on here in California. But this is a nice little race. These are some horses. It's a little short on quantity. There's a 5-horse field here, but nonetheless, it's going to be a quality race, and we look for it to be a nice race, close finish, as a lot of these races are. Neige Blanche breaks from the rail under J.J. Hernandez. Disappearing Act with Flavian Pratt. Froze with Mario Gutierrez. Coffee didn't go down right there. Rewa with Umberto Rispoli. And Scherzo with Kyle Frey. That's Monday's feature race at Santa Anita. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Friday, our maiden voyage with this week at Santa Anita. And guys, again, I can't tell you enough how excited we are on Saturday's card. Two horses, you heard it here, two horses that are going to be double digits. And if we get one of them home, we're singing in the rain. If we get both of them home, well, we might be calling in sick on Tuesday and Wednesday. All right, that's going to do it. Eddie the Hat here. Have a great upcoming weekend out at the track. We sure hope that we see you out there. Visit us once again at horseracing-selections.com. Get in on all the fun and ticket cashing and winners that we offer. Have a great week at the races, and we'll be talking to you again soon.